Nigga, Chauncey Billups, man.
Chauncey
MVP of Detroit Pistons. Chauncey Billups.
Big Chauncey. I caught a shiny Chauncey the other day. Nigga, fucking.
Mega Chauncey.
This man. Like,
I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that, man.
Man, like, this nigga is with La Cosa Nostra. Like, this boy got, he's got that chicken parm money, nigga.
Nigga, he robbing his friends. Hey, hey, put these chains on, man. You gonna see exactly what the cards are.
Oh, like, it was crazy, the level of X-ray tables. Like, what?
So I'm a fool. I'm like, what do you mean fool? Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, I'm good.
Like, yo, did you see him come out of the courthouse?
Yeah, he had on a clutch hoodie.
He said, Bron.
Bro, you know what you got, bro?
I'm trying to tell you.
Don't tell, I'm gonna tell. If you don't tell, I'ma tell, man. It's getting real interesting. I'm the most interested I've been in sports just in general, because this betting shit really has, like, bled into every aspect of it.
Every single aspect. Like, there's
no...
To the
point where WNBA, people care about it, but really for either gooner or gambling reasons. That's it.
Or throwing the dildo on the court, just to see if the dildo makes it.
You know, because they hate women, obviously.
Kick it off, man. Welcome back to a regular ass podcast that we do consistently every other week. Fail, no exceptions. I am.
If you see the gap, that's on your end.
Yeah, that's your bad. You gotta pay your ISP, nigga. But yeah. I am Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka I don't know why the fuck capitalism has not killed us yet, but it's trying.
Oh, he's trying.
Yeah, it's trying.
Yeah, brother. It's
overtime.
It's been a very busy 2 to 3 weeks since the last time we talked. So, might be a little bit of a yap session. Chimp babbler might make an appearance. Chimp babbler might make an appearance, bro. Oh, man. We'll be back. Jonathan.
Yeah, boy, it's your man's Big J, the pancake muffler. I don't know. Like, there ain't really much to say other than just, you know, don't let butthurt Nintendo fanboys rob you of a fun gaming experience. Because I can tell you, like, if you were, like, waiting to play Pokemon, to do this Pokemon, and you were looking at some of those reviews, brother, you would be like, man, I ain't gonna spin. This looks like the wackest Pokemon game ever. When it's just, like, a normal-ass Pokemon. A bit small, but, you know, it's not necessarily the worst.
Pokemon experiences I had in a minute. That gameplay loop is good.
Oh,
stop listening to these niggas. They need to push agendas. They don't care.
Unironically, like, it actually got me to go online and actually battle. Like, because usually with the turn-based, like, the older games, I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't feel like strategizing. I just want to min-max my way through to A rank. But in this one, I feel like I can actually min-max my way all the way through. My B drill will fuck you up. So, let's go.
Yeah, man, that shit's real fun. Like, I'm totally up again because, like, I always run water starters. And, you know, he got a little special people helmet. Like, I'm a big fan of that.
And ZA, you picked a good starter because he is everywhere online.
Shane, were you about to say something?
No, I was, like, that's your intro, brother.
Oh, yeah, intro. Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm DJ Cobra, Chair 3. Fuck with the kid. You know where to find me. And, yeah, man, we want to be the very best. There's an incentive to playing rank, too, because you get the Mega Stone for Greninja.
Yep.
Like, the only real knock I have is just, like, some of the building shit, for real. Like, like, in terms of, like, the Arceus Legends, like, formula continuation, they knocked that shit out. Yeah. It's just, it looked a little crazy at times. Like, that's about it.
I really think that's just going to be, like, the formula going forward. And I'm here for it. It's cool. It is.
Like, that the ATB system for Pokemon, we should, like, that should have been a thing, right. Low-key.
And I'm just like, my only issue, like the same issue I always have, like there's just some quality of life changes that y'all have needed to put in this franchise forever. Like we're at the point now where like the biggest media franchise on the planet, no voice acting. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
What is that shit? Like
that is a very good point. Like I realized it like when I was wrapping up the main story, I was like, these niggas ain't say nothing this whole time. I've been reading.
Like these niggas are like the Hayao Miyazaki of making baddies. But like niggas just don't put any voices in their fucking games, bro.
Not no grunts or nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. No ambient noises outside of the Pokemon. And it's crazy.
Yep.
Shout out my nigga Mega Star Me scaring the shit out of folks.
Hey.
Like, very base Pokemon. Right. Very, very cool Pokemon. I fought that nigga the long way.
He is Star Me the long way. Gave this motherfucker legs, and he is Eldritch Horror, and I love it. I love that shit. For him.
I can see them modding him in and like Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a boss. That'd battle. Be great. Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Need that.
That's gonna be funny as fuck. But yeah, like everything that I've seen about it, because again, I haven't bought a Switch 2 yet, but everything that I've seen about it, it looks like a really solid experience.
If you want, you can get the Switch 1 version to save you some money. You're going to basically get the same experience.
I could do that. I might.
You could, yeah.
It's been a console generation since I got a Pokemon game, so that's fine. The last one that I played was Sword and Shield. I refused to buy Scarlet and Violet.
Hey. Yeah.
I just had to miss out on that shit, but that's something to look forward to. Same with the holiday releases.
That Kirby Air Riders looking fun,
brother.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
That's gonna be the one.
Like it is so funny because every racing game that's dropping soon is just like absolutely kicking Mario Kart World in the dick.
I haven't touched it since like the second day I brought home my Switch 2. I'm gonna be perfectly honest.
I've been knee deep in JRPGs. Like, I've been having a good time. I don't really pay attention to the internet chatter like that, but I've been enjoying the game. Now, granted, Sonic is a very great fucking game, and I'm glad that everyone has their games to rally around, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up just randomly one day. I'm just gonna be in between, like, I don't know, Kirby Air Riders or Splatoon or something, and take a break, and then just, like, pick it up and just, like, oh, okay, this could be fun.
Splatoon 3, because that would, like, negatively work with it, let me say that, because that would probably change the entire meta again for that.
Yeah, like, I don't
know if
we're
going to
get a
4
at this point.
I think we do. Like, you know, they got that spinoff dropping.
Yeah, that is true. I feel like, again, like it's a Nintendo console. We have to have a Smash Bros.
Yes,
it's coming up on 8 years since Ultimate got released.
That's gonna be that year event for them. That like they're gonna build towards that.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah.
I'm so excited. Let's hop into the real world, man. What's happened in the past 2-3 weeks? Several things. Every day AI takes a piece of our souls, man, and it never gets any more fun. I think it was 200,000 layoffs in the tech business.
Yes. And counting.
We might hit like a 250,000 layoffs.
Tens of thousands of jobs from single companies, bro.
Right. Like, while these niggas are reporting record profits, we can't afford to pay y'all to hold that. Hold that shit. Yeah.
Same in the animation industry. Like, they're just straight up coming out and saying, we can do these animations easier with the AI, so we don't need to have as many animators. And voice actors is coming for them, too. So, yeah. Like...
I,
It's bad. It's bad out here.
Hungry and eating everything in his path, or trying to.
We are quite literally like witnessing the death of several art mediums, and I don't like it. I'm incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be fun.
No, not at all, nigga. Because like
this has to be the precursor to like a global event. Clearly,
right?
That whether it be like somebody getting blown up, or somebody doing something weird here.
Yeah.
I prefer nothing happening, but you know, clearly they're building towards something.
So that's not an option.
Yeah, I was like, that's not
on the menu.
There has to be some bullshit going on with it. Got to be. No shot. This is America. No shot.
Oh, yeah.
We get something this cool and people don't fuck it up. I'm gonna just tell you right now, they're gonna make a video of somebody like doing strange stuff with children. That's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like going
If not a straight up video, just like a fake audio recording using their voice.
Yeah.
Like we caught this person with our undercover, what was their names? Like Project Veritas. It'll be something like that where they just say like it's an undercover sting and they like put their voice to it and have AI read out like a bunch of stuff. It definitely can happen. It can definitely happen.
The government connection to OpenAI and stuff, because they could easily just like make videos of niggas doing crimes and, you know, tell niggas not to do those crimes and then put Pelletier's database and be like, no, that's the nigga, he did it. And then they just, you know, frame a bunch of black and brown people systematically. Like, I just see horrible ways that this shit can get exploited real soon. If not already.
Yeah. I mean, like, people fall for this stuff. Real easy too,
like a pit bull with like a built-in gun in them. Like they was like firing bullets and barking. And I'm like, what are we doing, bro? This is a Digimon, but what are we doing?
Like, and these platforms do nothing to actually like curtail it. Like, I don't like Facebook as a platform. Like, it's just it's clunky. It's all over the place. Like, if you look at like friend recommendations, there's like people that I've never met before. And the reels are like the worst, because like I will scroll through looking for shit and then the reels pop up and you can't turn them off and you can't remove them. And it's just like this one that I saw, like this 7 foot tall black woman that was like in a race, and it was completely AI from the beginning. And I'd look in the comment section and it was like, everybody is just freaking out like, oh my God, can you believe this? There are even people trying to transvestigate in the comment section on this AI thing. And I'm like, this is madness. What are we doing as a species?
It's a Sparta.
Fucking up, bro. Like, and it's, man, I hate, like, how quickly it's evolving.
Yeah, like, a stat for y'all, man. Like, or finish out, but... Yeah,
because like the people, like people that have been on the internet and know how to identify it will always be able to identify it. So like, thank God for us.
Yeah,
there's some people like the old, like the 40 plus crowd is just like, how'd you know it was AI? I don't know, because there was a goddamn newborn riding an alligator, fam. Like, that's pretty dead giveaway right there, Brody.
This shit got PS3 graphics, and you expect me to believe that this is a thing? Come on, right, man. You get common sense.
And then like, I knew shit was cooked when like actual fucking government agencies were starting to use that shit like to make posts. I'm like, brother.
Oh my God.
And I think it was either the Department of Defense or
it may have been Trump's actual Twitter.
Or it might have been like Trump himself. And I was like, bro, the American flag has like 40 stars on it, gang. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I specifically remember like Trump actually did one where like I think he was shitting on something, like probably like Democrats, or there was like some AI generated like video of him shitting on something, or like wearing a crown, like just straight up just saying that he wants to be a king.
Yeah.
Like, it's just it's ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's just
fucking crazy. Please, man. Like, I think people kind of missing that. Like, listen. We're in a different game now. Like, the time to protest was in the fucking booth.
Yeah,
That shit that player 2 to that one CEO, that's the game now.
Because, like, I will never for the life of me understand it, dog. I'm like, the nigga said exactly what the fuck he was going to do.
Yeah.
And then started doing it, and motherfuckers were confused by that fact.
I've been a soybean farmer for 34 years, and I haven't been able to plant a crop. This isn't what I voted for.
That's
no?
Quite literally what you voted for, brother. Yeah. He said he was going to not only cut your funding, but get rid of 80% of your workforce via deportations.
Yeah.
Like, we don't... Because I'm just like, brother, this, like, that's not even mentioning the government shutdown shit. Because I'm just fam, this, our government has been shut down twice in the past, like, what is it, almost 9 years, and it's been by the same nigga.
Yep.
Like, it's like, yeah, we got to shut the government down. People with SNAP benefits might not be able to eat, but check out this $300 million ballroom that I'm building in the White House.
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. $30 million to Ukraine, by the way. $30 million.
$1 billion to Argentina.
Another billion to Argentina. Yeah.
Record.
Yeah, record. Record. 30 million record, 30 yep. million, 1 billion, but you niggas can't eat. And then, like, of course, that crowd, it's like, oh, yeah, you gotta get up and work. I'm like, fam, you realize most people on food stamps have jobs. You can't
have jobs,
like,
yeah.
You can't even get food stamps without some sort of income or exigent circumstance. So, like, everybody that you think you're dunking on actually exists.
It's like literally your neighbors are like on those SNAP benefits and on those food stamps, and it's like, what the, and you think that you're like dunking on, like, let's just be honest, they think they're dunking on poor black people,
right?
So who they
it's
have been conditioned
to,
yeah. Yeah,
like, and it's so wild, bro, because like the numbers are just catastrophic. 12 mm-hmm. million people fit to lose SNAP benefits, and another 40 million might lose health insurance. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Fucking keep America great, dog. Keep America fucking
great. Let's make sure we're clear too. They don't want to swear in a lady who would actually be like the deciding vote on releasing the Epstein files.
Right.
So like that, luckily we have a government shutdown to prevent that from happening too. So, like, it's all connected together. One big old crappy bouquet.
We're all gonna use AI to alter the fucking files. Like, it's... What's up, Dan? My bad. You go ahead.
Victims are gonna continue to post and talk about their experiences, and people are gonna be able to paste those commonalities after a while. So even if the list drops, people are gonna get named after a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Like, this is like we're in the final season where it's like there was just like a lot of unresolved shit that they decided to try to wrap up in the final season, like tying all the loose ends at once.
And it's one of those shows that only have like 12 episodes a season.
Right.
So there's as much exposition in as possible.
I'm like, brother, these niggas are playing directly in our fucking faces. And, and y'all are just, and now y'all realize, because there was some shit that I saw crop up on Twitter and TikTok talking about like the purple union, where it's like the left and the right come together. And like the one thing that always gets me about it is like it's always the people that perpetrated the ill notion that always want to unite with the other side to fight the ill notion. Because I'm like, I haven't seen any of like even the centrist influencers like fucking Moist Critical. I haven't seen any of them motherfuckers like, yeah, we need to meet up and unionize together. Fuck that shit. Fuck that.
Oh,
y'all put this shit in office. Y'all cope with that shit, man. I hope it hurts your family the most, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like when somebody will say, I'm not left or right, but it's always like an anti-left thing that follows that but. And then they're always the ones that will bring up, like, we're all so divided. We're all so divided. But then when, like, Captain Kirk gets beamed up, like, all of a sudden, like, when he, a literal divider gets removed, and it's like, why are you celebrating this? It's like, what do you want?
Right.
What do you want?
Nazis. Like, what happened? What changed?
It started to affect me. That's what happened, dog.
You switched up, man. Like, what happened? I was fucking people. You know, like, we go to church. It's like, fucking dog. We need to kick it out. It's like, that's the kind of time.
I hate like the feeling of just seeing, like, knowing where some shit's gonna go, and then you try to tell people and they just be like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
They don't care. Like, they on some get money shit, and it's like, bro, we don't even have to be on that kind of shit if we just address some systemic failures. You know what I'm saying? If we do that, you won't have to work 3 jobs to stay afloat.
If I have to address systemic failures, that might mean I might have to address some preconceived notions that I believe are integral to my outlook on life. And I don't want to do that. It's a lot easier to just go, well, they should just stop being poor. Yeah. Like,
I mean, if you want to eat, you should get a job and get off SNAP benefits. I have a job. It doesn't pay enough. Well, you should go to college. Can't afford to do that. Die then.
I mean, just go. Why are you hungry? Just go to the kitchen. Get something out of the fridge. Go home.
Right.
As a matter of fact, get me a snack on the way.
More food. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all to me.
And it's funny that you mentioned that shit, because, like, there was one lady on I think it was TikTok. She got absolutely cooked, because she literally got on there and said to all the people worried about losing your SNAP benefits next month, what'd you do with October's money? They ate. They fucking ate. what do you mean, do you? And it took me by shock a little bit, because I'm like, there's no way you actually think that that's what these people do. There's no shot that you think it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna save this money in case the fucking government gets shut down.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what all SNAP users do. and buy hoe cakes. Yeah, they also use it to buy, all they do is buy cookies and juice for their children.
And even if that was the case, brother, I don't fucking care. I pay most people, right, are gonna pay $36 a year in taxes towards, like, social security systems. That's it. Like, it, nigga, if you hurting for $36 a year, bro, like,
you have no room to talk down about people on staff.
who's the real poor? Right? So I'm like, nigga, y'all could take $100 if it means that motherfuckers could go to the doctor and not have to worry about going broke. I don't care.
Right.
I don't give a shit, brother. Like, most of us make enough. And again, it's not $100 a month. It's $100 over 12 fucking months. That's like $8 and some change out of your check. Shut up.
But it was my $8.
Shut up.
You don't understand.
You pay more than that for Netflix.
I did not consent for my 36 cents, brother, to go towards state to fix the roads.
Brother.
Okay?
You pay more than that every month for fuck-ass Netflix. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear that shit, man.
Why don't I do that? Why don't I do that? That's crazy. The niggers might use it.
Right, the niggers might, the niggers might use it and actually survive longer than I think they should. Fuck, can't have that.
Damn it!
cannot have that shit, bro. God damn those fucking apes.
We're in a planet of the apes. And now we're gonna starve them by cutting off their stat benefits.
Oh man, like it is. Oh god damn, bro. Like we don't knock niggas off the way we used to, bro. Like,
yeah.
you wait on it, man. It's gonna be some definitely old white dude that's like says, you know what I'm fucking doing.
So it's just like, man, I cannot believe we are in the position to just sit and watch this shit. Like, it's funny and it's fucked up. It's not funny.
It's all silly. It's a dark comedy, bro.
Yeah,
you gotta laugh. That late 2000s shit when it was going too far.
Laugh to keep you crying, man.
Oh yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Well, speaking of people who just can't learn, you see Drake is trying to reignite his lawsuit.
After it was,
he can file an appeal if he wants to. They will talk about jazz every episode.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. He just I didn't know he was that much of a masochist, but. I mean, he's losing everything, and it's really interesting to watch, because I think that's just like kind of an ego thing at this point, where he's just like, I refuse to just take this L. You saying something?
I'm not saying anything. I was listening.
Weird. No, I mean, I really don't have much. I was curious about what you guys, because you guys follow this stuff way more closely than I do, but like I follow this close enough to know that he's too successful and like too like influential to continue like doing this unless he just is like, you know how like people get into positions of power and they think they run everything, and then when they get told no, or they lose something, or they get told that they can't do something, or that nope, this is it, and this is how it's going to be, and they refuse to accept it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like they just believe that the game, the game isn't over yet. Put more time on the clock. It's like, no, it's over. No,
like Drake, it's over. When they threw that case out and dismissed it, that was the end of that era. Like,
yeah,
I promise you. Like, he's gonna do everything he can to try to get it back popping like it was, but everyone's moved on. Like, even the state of rap today is not the same. There's not a single hip-hop hit that's in the top 40 on Billboard. Like, you can look at that shit right now, and I think YoungBoy has a song at like 43. So like the rap space is resetting in real time. I've been telling like people locally, I've been telling like artists that I know, I'm like, just do your work, do what you're supposed to do, and take whatever advantages that you can make, because we are officially in the free-for-all portion of rap again.
Yeah, and it's amazing, because like there's a couple of people like in my server that are kind of catching on to, like, I wouldn't even say the underground scene, because like nothing's really like underground. It's just more or less mainstream. But like there are people talking about like Jid and fucking Larry June, like niggas that we've been on forever that are now like kind of power creeping. And I'm like, nigga, let Uncle Larry get a top 10 Billboard song, brother. I'm gassing and I'm unking out, man. I'm unking out.
I agree. That's what I need, because like that, like the voice clips that he uses to this day by him have aged wonderfully. Because the voice clip is a minute. I'm like, yes, it is.
Yes. Motherfucker that had that drop. Has it been like 10 years?
Close to 10. I want to say I got it in 2017, 18. I got to check the date of the email. Dang. Time flies, bro.
It does, dude. I remember when you told me you were getting the shit, and I was just like, man, that's incredible. That's amazing.
Like, I said, fuck it, and just straight up asked him. it didn't tax me crazy. And I was like crazy broke at the time, but I'm like, nah, I want this Larry drop.
Right. That shit's gonna, it's gonna do numbers. Bro saw the vision.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Now, numbers.
Now that drop is probably like tripled in value.
Okay, he probably gonna charge like $1,000 or some shit, or like at least $500. You're not paying less than $500 for a voice drop,
right? But yeah, man, like it's nice to see, like, and the cool thing about it is like the bubble never even burst. It kind of just like deflated. Yeah, like it kind of just deflated and reset itself, and now it's ready for another expansion. And I'm
like, we're due for like another. Go ahead, bro. Sorry.
I was about to say, I'm honestly just excited. I'm excited to see what comes from it. Cause like the ladies have been cooking. I ain't even gonna front, brother. Like,
yep.
Girl rap has been cooking for like the past.
Their content
years.
Have been holding it down for sure.
Right.
Like your Lana, your Megs, your Glorillas, like a lot of those girls. There's a underground bubbling movement for YK Niece. And Bunna B, the girls I was on, Take Me Through There, and it was like another song too. But like that 2010 wave is like happening, but in female now, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that's neat. I think that's dope to see. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The female rap, specifically here in Georgia, it's been kind of going through like the male rap stages rapidly. Like Lana kind of sounded like T.I. on that last project she was doing, like kind of like doing a lot of homages there, and then now you got the girls kind of sounding like Travis Porter and Shawty Low and stuff. It's been real neat to notice. And you go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I didn't have like nothing crazy to add. I was just like the gender swap was like that shit was always on the horizon anyway.
Yep.
And then like basically everybody kind of moving away from the mainstream shit, because I had that conversation with one of my other friends. Like me and her were talking one day, and I was just like, if you look at like a lot of like the current poster children for the current rap meta, like a lot of these niggas don't really know how to speak. So that kind of translates over to their fucking music. Like, we'll just watch an interview with like anybody that's big in rap right now, right? With the youth. And I've reached that point in my life, like artistically, where I'm like, there's a stark difference between what the youth want and what like, I wouldn't call us. Yeah. What the people want. And like,
I'm so old.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
But like, as an observer of the medium, if you look at the interviews, you can tell exactly what type of music these niggas finna make, because half of them don't enunciate or speak well.
Yep. Like the youth have to have their reflections, and it's gonna look very crazy to us as those stars start to roll out, and especially with whatever bullshit propaganda they're gonna try to push before whatever world event they try to force. But I like, we see it in real time. I'll say that much. We see it. Like y'all niggas, like y'all pushing even more illiterate people to functionally illiterate children who are gonna have to rely on smartphones to probably navigate around.
What does it mean by this lyric?
Hey Grok, what does this mean? Like, bro, we niggas have chat GPT themselves into stupidity.
Oh my god, it's terrible. I saw a meme earlier that's like, it's just one of those captions that says, I sent my crush my chat GPT translation of like a confession or something, but I included, hey chat GPT, what is this? Or what? How should I say this?
Dumb nigga.
And it's like, man, oh god.
Dumb nigga.
Like, what is this? Why you can't even think of just like, it's crazy because like you see on the cell phone commercials now, they're like, what is a hydrangea? Is this hydrangea gonna last till Saturday? Hey, what is it? Ask Google. Hey Google or whatever, this AI or whatever. I just can't find things out. Libraries are going to go extinct.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be all AI.
AI is showing itself to be unreliable.
Yeah.
Like, whatever the people, whoever owns the AI is able to influence the information that we get from it.
Yeah.
So there needs to be guardrails against misinformation, but obviously with this compromised administration, we're not going to get that.
No. And I was like, we should have honestly had, like, once AI went from, like, an assistance tool with, like, medicine and art and shit like that to scouring the internet and being able to be fed prompts to reproduce different things, I was like, yeah, we probably should have started looking into some type of fucking litigation
restrictions,
like
some, or something,
some type of fucking laws. Like, there, like, some sites have their laws in place. Like, you know, on YouTube, if something uses generative AI, you have to label that it says that, and if you don't and it's discovered, they'll just IP ban you. But, like, there's a much larger, much scarier context that we have to look at for that shit, man. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna take something happening to somebody prominent for them to be like, all right, we need to get a lid on this shit, and then that's when we can kind of bring that shit back in line. Because, like, the AI bubble's gonna burst. Like, I don't know if people know that, but, like, this shit's ripe for the fucking destruction, man. Like, it really is.
That's why I think they're looking for a world event to, like, cause to distract this, or to just, like, hold this current system in place.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we need, like, Luigi, man, help us.
call Mario, Wario, Waluigi. Get Birdo in there.
I was about to say, you need Birdo.
Yeah,
honestly, Birdo will go scorched earth.
All right, we need one of the dolls.
That's funny.
We gotta get full representation, man.
Hell yeah.
Did I talk about Taylor Swift's album last episode?
I think we did, because
we did.
It was super mid, right?
Yeah, that shit was. I mean, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but, like, even just listening to some of the songs that people were complaining about, I'm like, yeah, this is like a 2013 ass album, bro. it's fucking terrible.
Actually, I'll bring a little bit of perspective. I asked my lead about that album because she's, like, slightly older than me, but she's still a Swiftie, and she apparently liked it. So I'm like, okay, I guess her taste didn't change when it came to that, but I guess the newer Swifties are like, what the fuck is this?
I have several questions about your lead.
Mm-hmm.
So we've established that she's a woman. How old is she?
I want to excuse me, crazy hiccup. I want to say she's like 38.
38? What is her ethnicity?
Come on, bro. You already know. Well, this is, what's the respect to her? Because she's cool people. Like, she's a star.
You good? You cut out, bro.
Like, with respect to her, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was genuinely curious
because I want to say it was like the day after we did the pod, and I'm like, you know what, this is a good question to ask because I'm curious. Mm. But then, and then her doctor also likes Taylor Swift, but she told us about how she had to, like, kind of navigate the fucking Wood song, so that was pretty funny, can't lie.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like, the daughter has no idea what the song is really about. But, like,
she's talking about trees.
Forests. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Trees.
Foliage.
Photosynthesis.
But yeah, man. Like, my running theory is, like, if you're not, like, MAGA or a perpetual victim, you won't like the new album. that's
if you're not MAGA or perpetual.
that's my thing. Like, she's 36. Why are you still talking about this shit? She's 36 in a quote-unquote healthy relationship. Why are you still talking about, like, your partner's exes and, like, the people that did you wrong? Shut up.
People used to, like, at least. Like, it's just messiness.
Shut up, bitch!
Shut up. Stop it. Go sit down.
Go sit down. Shut up. I'm going to show you something. Shut up.
Why do you make me do this to you?
Don't make me love you.
Don't make me love
That is actually wild. That's like some prime abuser gaslighting.
He puts his choking hands up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna love you now.
I was thinking about, like, just like a perfect way to gaslight somebody, and like trying to convince somebody that they're a narcissist is actually a great one. Because, like, if you come up and approach somebody or confront them about, like, being a narcissist, and they go, nah, you go, see, that's what a narcissist would say. No, but I do all this. I donate my time. Yes, because you want other people to thank you, and you want to make yourself feel good because you're so narcissistic. You think that helping other people is going to make you a better person, but it won't. Just like that'd be something terrible to do to someone.
Somebody and just torturing them. That's what the guard was doing to Cell before Cell, like, you know, killed his dad and shit. Like, you know what, Cell? I'm gonna make you suffer, bro. It's like, okay.
Make you suffer.
The Dragon Balls. Oh, Dragon Ball Fighters is getting an update.
It got an update. This game, bro, that shit's fire. That shit is gas, nigga. That shit is gas, bro. I love that fucking game. Like, bro, it's crazy. They completely revitalized it. Everybody got updates. Got updates.
Like, it's last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was the 12th. Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like, it outlasted both Mortal Kombat. So that's actually insane.
That's how you know good game's good.
I'm gonna be real with you. That shouldn't be shocking to anybody.
Like, good game is good, bro. Like, look, you see it.
Look, man, Mortal Kombat only attracts, like, diehard pro players and niggas that don't know how to play other fighting games. I'm gonna just be so real with you, bro. Like, if Mortal Kombat is your favorite franchise, you're either, like, 13 and it's the only exposure to gore you've had, a nigga that don't play nothing past like month one, or a professional Netherrealm player. Those are the only three fans
that's true
in that game.
Yeah,
that, like, with all due respect to fans of that game,
you're either Sonic Fox or some random nigga at a house that has it on.
Right, you're a barbershop nigga.
Yeah, no, I was calling
I've been maining.
You know all the Liu Kang combos, and you know how to give a fresh fade, like at the same time.
Like, nigga don't know no other character besides Liu Kang, boy. Right. What's that?
It's like niggas with Eddie and Tekken, man.
Like, I just love, like, growing up and realizing, like, that you grew up around some niggas. Cause, like, I swear to God, I have the most knowledge, at least up until Tekken 8, I had the most knowledge of five matchups, right? Eddie, Kazuya, Law, Brian, Kuma. For some reason, Kuma was there. Like, I had like three or four friends that played the fucking bear, but like Kuma might be an exception because nobody plays the bears for real except for like Rangchu. But like them first four, oh yeah, nigga. If you were a black kid, right? If you were a black kid, you were running up against Law, Brian, Eddie. You were running up against them niggas every other fucking match, bro. Swear to God.
Like, look what I could do. Squeak my eye, too, man.
All right. Like, it's just crazy. But yeah, but fighters got to update. Game's fun. I'm honestly relearning the game because there's so much new stuff.
I'm seeing like a lot of the attacks got adjusted. Like I'm looking at the notes now.
Yeah.
It looks like they made the shit faster.
Yeah, bro. Like a lot of recovery got improved. Some hitboxes got changed. Special moves got new properties or adjusted properties. Like it legit feels like a brand new game. Like there's a sense of familiarity, obviously, because most shit still works. But like there's some real knowledge checks now because some shit that you used to be able to reliably punish might not be able to punish it as easy no more.
I'll turn that up.
And they gave us
keep a fighting game alive right there.
Yeah, like they gave us a perfect reflect, nigga, man. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and they're adding Super Saiyan 4 Daima.
Yeah,
so Goku.
Daima Joku.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it honestly is getting me more excited for the new Marvel. Like, I really want to see how they cook this one up.
Well, that's gonna go crazy. Did you play the beta?
Didn't get a chance to play the beta. No.
Wait, the beta.
Marvel Tokon.
Oh my fucking god, John! John, it's so good. It's so fucking good, John. I can't wait.
I know. It's like I need more. I don't really need. I know they're going to cook with the characters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I got to see some more coming. I like Daredevil, Black Panther. Got to get them in there. I want to see if they can do a Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
And if they can do a Hulk, how I. Potemkin.
Brother, I already told you, man. Like when they were doing the game, the mechanics breakdown, they were like, "Yeah, all characters won't be able to air dash." I'm like, "Yeah, so that there's big characters coming, because that's an Arxis thing in most games.
Mm-hmm.
If you're swole, you can't air dash."
Yeah.
Give me Juggernaut. I'm tired of Hulk's cool. Like, don't get me wrong, Hulk is like the big character, but goddamn, give me Jugs. Give each other, please.
Give him the Marvel 2 power up, and we could glitch it out again.
Colossus in there.
That'd be amazing.
It's in a fucking game in a minute, bro. Like it's time to break the streak.
But yeah, until then, I'm gonna try to get on that Cosmic Invasion because that looks fun. Yeah, that, and I honestly brought up Mortal Kombat earlier. I want to get the collection too, just to play some arcade perfect Mortal Kombat 2. Get cheated out of my quarters.
Get hold again.
Get jaxed.
Gotcha!
Yeah.
It's like I jumped all the way across the screen. How'd you grab me? Gotcha.
Gotcha!
Like, I'm looking at Marvel Cosmic Invasion. Oh, okay, never mind. It's coming to everything.
I'm so excited. But yeah. I think that's pretty much everything, man.
Nothing else happened in the world. Other than what was coming here, people.
Nothing that we gonna talk about. but yeah, man, subscribe to the Patreon if you haven't. I swear to God, before Thanksgiving.
There will be content coming. Right. I promise you.
Before Thanksgiving, there will be an episode of Shadow First Class coming out. We have not forgotten. I'm so sorry. Life has been lifing on my end. I don't know if I can say the same for y'all, but like life has been lifing.
Absolutely.
It's lifing over here. So.
Yeah, I'm currently recovering from sickness and an echocardiography. So yeah, echocardiogram. So yeah.
Yeah, man. We're glad you're still here, brother.
Oh, dude, the freaking nurse or whatever, she was pushing that shit in so hard to try and scan. No, I mean, really, it was like, if that's bottoming, then no, I'm not built for this. So, that was really tough.
Damn, man, I'm sorry. I mean, right, we can slide if we need to, like, if it's serious.
What has to be done?
No. Oh, it's all okay.
Okay.
We'll pull up our gear, something special.
Just text me, let me know what is needed, and I will appear.
Allegedly, of course. Allegedly.
Of course.
Oh yeah. I was about to say massacre at hospital. The lady pushed the thing too hard and he lost his mind.
In GTA. But alright, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week after next. Week after next for another fun episode.
Woohoo!
Peace!
Later.